I'm sorry, are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there everybody, welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And today,
yes,
for the second week in a row, we're going to talk role-playing stuff.
Well, kind of, yeah.
It's kind of second week in a row. Last week wasn't entirely about role-playing games, but this week is.
Okay.
Because I'm holding in my hands...
I don't want to hear about that.
...my hard copy black... shush. Hard copy... The black version of Innominy.
That's what you want to call it, okay.
Because, it's a leatherette covering. You see that in a lot of games. But they had a white version, the angelic version. I got the black.
Because you like black hard things, I get it.
My wife said something in the background. I could not hear what she said. I don't think I wanted to hear, but I'm sure it got picked up by the recording. Probably very quietly. So, yeah. Thanks, love.
Because I can't be the only one because you're mentioning this.
Okay. I'll take that. Anyway. So, Innominy.
Yes.
Let's tear this puppy down without breaking it.
Okay. What is Innominy?
Innominy is a quaint little game based on another game. It was put out by Steve Jackson.
Right.
Years ago. Let's see, when was this originally published? Doodle doodle dee, double blah 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 blah. Don't these things have publishing dates anymore? This particular one was copyright 1997.
Right.
Anyway, the original game was a French language game written by Croc. This was written by Derek Piercy for Steve Jackson Games. And it's very simple. It's the end of the world. Almost. Basically, you've got angels and demons that have all been sent to Earth to prepare for the final battle, the coming end game. And that's great. That's awesome. One small problem. The angels and demons aren't quite sure that that's what they want to have happen. I mean, why have an apocalypse when you got this perfectly good modern Earth to work their will on, whether it be good or evil or something in between? Because I'll tell you right now, not all the angels are perfectly good and not all the demons are perfectly evil. They may work for, let's say, a demon that works for a higher up demon, or, you know, they have a hierarchy and maybe they're expected to do certain things, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, for example, maybe there's a demon that doesn't see a reason to harm humans or to mitigate whatever harm they do. Maybe they weren't exactly wanting to be a demon in the first place. Or you might have an angel that, oh, sure, they sided with heaven. Sure, you know, they when it came to the battle, they sided with heaven because that's what they're expected to do. But damn, you know, the Morning Star... he had some good points. Anyway, the whole point is, it ain't as cut and dried as it sounds.
Right.
So, you've got side hustles going on. You've got angels and demons fighting actively. And other times, working almost together. Or at least working towards the same goal in parallel. Because, you know, you can't have, you know, word getting around that your side hooking up with the other side, because especially if you're on heaven's side, that's a quick way to end up changing to the other team, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, yeah. You'll fall awful fast.
And if you're on the other side, that's a quick way to find yourself no longer being given, you know, travel permission up to Earth. Or worse.
Yes.
So anyway, quite the unique game. And I've really, really, really always wanted to play this. Moreover, I've wanted to run this. You want to know how many times I have?
Zero?
Yep. Exactly zero times.
I remember starting to make a character for it, but I don't think it ever went anywhere.
Yep, because I couldn't get a group to agree. See, there's a problem with this game. And I would say it's probably its biggest flaw. Players suck. If you're trying to game master this game, you had best have a group that you can either tell them you're going to be on this side or you're going to be on that side. They better be able to, you know, respect your decision that you're going to play demons or you're going to play angels. Because if you give them the choice, you're not going to get agreement among the players. And trying to run this game with a mixed group is kind of ass. Basically, it makes everything really, really, really hard for the game master.
Hmm.
So, yeah, we try not to do that.
Who says? As long as I'm not the game master, make it as hard as you can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As for the systems, it's got a really pretty cool system for doing things. As I recall, it's a 3 6-sided dice, the D666 system.
Right.
And they don't always have you rolling 3D6. Just that's what you're supposed to have.
Right.
And basically, let's see here. The most commonest type of roll in Innomini is the D666. Each player will need 3 6-sided dice, 2 similar and 1 that is different, like 2 red and 1 black, let's say. You must be able to tell the third apart, blah, blah, blah. A roll of these dice is called the D666. They'll produce 2 results. The first result is the total of the 2 similar dice. This determines success or failure. To succeed, you must roll a given number, the target number, or less, so you want to roll low. If the action is intended to be easy, the target number will be high. If it should be hard, the target number will be lower, blah, blah, blah. The second result comes from the different die. It's called the check digit. The check digit indicates the degree of success or failure. A low check digit, 1 or 2, indicates a marginal success or failure. The check digit of 6 is a success or failure of great proportions. So it's kind of the opposite. You want to roll high on the check
digit. On your check dice.
Right. So, okay, that's a little weird, but whatever. Let's say on a D66, a player rolls a 1 and 2 on their similar with a 6 on the third different die. Adding the 1 and 2 together gets a 3, which is a good roll. If the target number was 3 or higher, this roll is a success. The 6 says it's a spectacular success. Okay, that's kind of cool. And then they have difficulty modifiers, you know, which range between +2 for very easy to -2 for very tough. And if I remember right, there's intervention. That's the rule that I liked a lot. There are 2 specific results of a D666 roll that require special explanation, 111 and 666. These 2 numbers hold a special significance for both celestial camps, one symbolizing the Holy Trinity, the other representing the legendary number of the beast. Every time a character rolls an unmodified 111, the Holy Spirit intervenes. A 111 is a blessing for those on the angel's side, but a curse to demons and their supporters. The Holy Spirit will always grant an advantage to its servants and hinder the forces of evil. Likewise, an unmodified 666 indicates a personal intervention of infernal forces, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
So where normally a 111 would be great roll for the first 2 combined, but mediocre because it's only a 1 on the check digit. If it's the angel's side or a warrior of God or something like that, yeah, that's a awesome, spectacular success. If you're a demon, though, and you roll 666, which is a spectacular failure in most cases for anybody else, for you guys, nah, that's just a super awesome success. Basically, a 116 the equivalent thereof, basically. Right. And so, yeah, it's can be a little complicated, but it's not like other games. You know, for example, last time we talked about these, you know, did a deconstructing show, we talked about Rifts.
Right.
Right? And I mentioned that Rifts is basically based off of first edition AD&D, effectively. Of course, it's heavily modified.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
But that's where it got its, basically where it started out from. That was the core. And that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. This does not, I mean, I'm sure it has some core from somewhere. Obviously, it's, you know, based off of that one game, but effectively they just translated it over to English.
Right.
The system here is very, very unique. Yeah, it's you've had other games with three D6s in the past. That's fine. Other D6 systems, that's fine. This one has just a very quick, solid feel. Kind of feels almost Shadowrun-like. You know how fun Shadowrun's systems could be? It's got that kind of a feel, but with a different system, even though it uses the same die. It just uses a whole lot less of them. And I think part of the reason this game never really... Oh, it's got its fans, don't get me wrong, but it didn't catch on as big as some of the other games out there did.
Right.
It's its source material. Let's be honest. The English language world tends to be really Christian as a general rule. And this game really, really, really isn't going to fly with a lot of Christians.
Of course not.
Oh, sure. You could buy the white copy or the paperback copy. More likely the white one. It's got a cross right on the front. How could that be a bad thing? Half the book is taken up by demons. That's not going to fly with some very Christian people.
Mm-hmm.
And... Oh, yeah. Not a whole lot of people that are, oh my God, I got to play Satanists out there. Oh, maybe some teenagers and whatnot. But for me, it's not about the religion. It's not, because you can play other things. Old pagan gods, whatever, you know? You can play something in the middle, although really not a good idea, but you can. It's more about a struggle of elemental forces, the way I saw it. Whether you view them as angels or demons or whatever, it's the struggle that's the more important thing. The politics also on your side or theirs and how that affects gameplay is also a huge part of it. You know the politics in Vampire?
Mm-hmm.
Apply that here because you've got a huge amount of politics on either side. Everybody struggling for power and prestige or for control of different resources or whatever, and it all ends up with shit rolling downhill onto your player characters. So you've got kind of elements of paranoia, elements of the world of darkness, and all these religious themes crammed together in a game that is, in my opinion, one of the best ever built. That just kind of went, thoughts?
Well, just, it was one of those games where you mentioned it, and it's just kind of like, it never really struck a chord. I tried my best to get excited about it, to want to play it. I made a character, he was a fisherman. He was a demon who was a fisher of souls.
Right.
And he wasn't going to be, you know, this hardcore evil guy, and he wasn't going to be a nice guy. He was going to be somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the process of trying to make up for his mortal failings before he became a demon,
mm-hmm,
by helping the helpless and hunting the evil souls. He was doing it under the guise that he was bringing evil souls to his master. But I never really, you know, finished the character, and we never really played, so...
Yeah.
Doesn't matter much now.
True. But, well, part of the problem here is that The game was its own worst enemy. Like I mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of Christians in the English-speaking world. And so this version of the game, I don't know about the French version, how that did or didn't do, whatever. But in Nominee itself, it for the religious people, oh my God, that's a bad thing. Oh, can't play that game.
Why not?
But for the more secular types, they look at it and go, there's a cross on this. What the heck? They flip it. Ah, this is too religious, man. It's a game for nobody.
I don't know. If I'd been more, you know, religious, I would have, you know, taken it in the vein of, well, I get to create a holy warrior who fights demons. Woohoo!
Well, yeah, and that's, I'm sure there was a lot of people that did that. They played it more as a hunter, the Reckoning.
Right.
More along right. those lines. And I'm sure there's many a Christian gaming group that has a bunch of Innominee Angel characters. But they also probably, if they their pastor heard, or some would say, oh, you're pretending to be an angel? Oh, you can't do that? That's sacrilege.
True.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you got more secular gamers. Let's be honest. Most gamers, fairly secular.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at it and going, why don't I just play Shadowrun or Vampire or any number of other games so I don't have to play this religious dreck?
Well, and you also have to say, well, I don't really want to play a game that's heavy religion, you know? I would rather play, you know, D&D. And if I want a little bit of religion in my campaign, great. We're working for a temple.
Mm-hmm.
Or we've got, you know, one of the leader types in the group is a cleric.
Or a paladin.
Yes. So you've got your religion light in the game, but it's not overwhelming every aspect of the game.
Sure.
And that was one of the turnoffs of that game. It was just too much. Even if you didn't play it that way, that was the feeling you get. It's just, eh, no thanks.
That's the problem, though, is that a lot of people just went with the initial, oh, uh-huh. Okay, it's like this. You at least gave it a try. But most people would look at it right on the face value and go, either, oh my God, yes, in my case, or, oh, absolutely not. And it's sad because, like I said, this is one of those games that a lot of games are great for just one-shot game. Like, you know, All Flesh Must Be Eaten.
Right.
Great for one-shot adventures, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those games that is really needs to be a campaign. It just right. screams, this needs to be a several-year campaign.
Right. You can't develop the characters without a lot of time playing.
Right. And it's all about the characters. It's all about getting in depth into what makes your character tick and growing over time, whether it be trying to undermine the demon above you so that you can gain more stature at their expense and end up taking their job, or better yet, jumping them in line and being even higher up, working your way up the chain, or trying to survive the machinations of the angels above you. You're just trying to, you know, not get thrown out because you are making them look bad or whatever. It's just a mess. A beautiful, glorious mess that nobody wants to play. I've never met a single person of, you know how many games I have.
Uh-huh.
You've seen the wall of books, and I've asked people, pick a game, we'll play it. No one, not a single one, has ever said, hey, let me pull out that black book with the red lettering. Let's check out that Innominee book. Even when I've suggested it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Heavily. When I've offered to buy pizza for everybody. And beer. They don't care.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And It's got multiple print runs, so somebody's playing this game.
Oh, yeah.
If you play a nominee, please comment. Go to scoreme.com. Comment on this, on the page for this podcast episode. Let me know you exist, because there has to be somebody out there besides me that are clutching to their rule book and going, please, I need more source books. Please, Steve Jackson Games. Please, don't let it die. Maybe that's a little bit of an overreach, but God, there's got to be somebody out there.
Well, here's to hoping somebody contacts you.
It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. It's a mystery. This whole book, well written, beautiful art.
Mm-hmm.
It's a solid, awesome little role-playing game. It's not overly dense with rules. It's more story based than anything else. I mean, I've got all kinds of stuff telling me about all these different characters and adventure ideas and things like that. You know, the major players from hell and heaven and all that. That's great. That takes up the majority of the book. The actual rules, pretty small section.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't need to be anything more than that. I'm sitting here, I'm flipping through just from the back to, see, that's about to start it right here, right? Gory, oh, that's the choir of angels. Okay, the stuff that describes the angels and demons and whatnot is almost two-thirds of the book. The actual rules, let's see, because they have some story stuff at the front. Pull that out. Okay, the actual rules go from page 25 to 88. That's it. Everything you need to know about playing the game.
Except there's 89 pages in total.
Yeah. Out of a book that's over 200 pages. So not exactly rules dense. Pretty easy to to learn in a night. This is the sort of game that you can just print out character sheets, throw together some characters, get on with it.
No, I wouldn't say that. Nope.
Really?
Nope. Making the characters, technically, is probably not very hard at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a campaign game. It's not a one-shot game. So you're not making a throwaway character, so you're not going to just breeze through character creation. The players need time to think about what they want this to be, to have some kind of plan involved with the development of their character.
Well, true enough. But I would say, from my way of doing things, usually if it's going to be, okay, hey, next week we're going to be gaming, we don't want to do something different. I was like, hey, I got this game in nominee. You guys want to make up characters for that? Sure, we'll give it a try. Fine, whatever. Okay, so you can play angels or demons. Which side do you want to be on? Well, we'll be on the demon side because I know my players. Okay, fine. Y'all want to be demons? But I want to be an angel. Nah, shut up. You're demons. You used to be an angel. Live with that. Okay, so I want you to think about what your demon is. You're going to be a low-level person just from the start. So you're a grunt, but what type of demon do you want to be? Give them some, you know, basic ideas, you know, basic where they'd fall and all that sort of thing. Fall, quote-unquote. That's funny. In the hierarchy and all that sort of thing. Give them some options. And then give them until the next session to think about it. So that when they come to actually make the character, they have their ideas, at least a seed, already there. But that's just me, you know, being efficient about things.
I don't know.
Whenever I were to walk in the door and go, hey, we're playing a new game, plop, you're all going to be demons or angels or whatever. What are we going to do? Yeah, I'd say that's going to take some time, obviously. But that's not me.
I don't know. I think with any game I make, I really try to come up with, here is my character. This is what you get from my character with your first interaction. If you delve deeper, you're going to find this. Then it goes deeper and deeper from there.
Hmm.
And I try to have as much of that done ahead of time as possible, leaving, you know, other things for development.
Sure.
I mean, I don't go to the degree of character development that they do on, say, like Critical Role.
Yeah.
But
they're professionals.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely professionals. They're really good at it. So, anyway.
So, I guess I should ask, if you were to have the option of buying a nominee, would you?
No.
Okay. Now, as for myself, I've bought a couple different copies, hardcover, softcover, and supplements. If it were, hey, if I had never bought it before and that was something I found on a game shelf, yeah, I'd buy it. Now, if somebody told me back in, I think it was like 98 when I first bought this game, maybe in between 98 and 2000, if somebody told me that, yeah, you're buying this game, but over the next 18 to 20 years, you'll never play it in that time, I probably would have given it a second thought. Maybe I wouldn't have bought the second copy, but then again, I've bought two copies of a bunch of different games, and we've never played them either.
Well,
one of which cost $50 a book, back when normally they went for like 20. I don't remember the name of that game, though.
That doesn't say so much about the games themselves.
It also says I have a lot about horrible memory. Gosh.
You have a lot of hope in you.
It's that game that has no elves. Is there one of their big trademarks?
Oh, God.
Remember, it's freaking as thick as a Bible. It's a massive book.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, and I bought two copies of it. Well, I bought one, and then a year later bought another. I bought the first.
Wasn't it like Talos Lanta?
Yes, Talos Lanta.
I thought we played that game.
No, we made character. We were about to play. And then James, being James, said, I have a headache. Why don't we just play D&D instead?
Yeah, well, fuck James.
Well, no. There's a reason we don't play with James anymore. And this isn't the same. If you're listening to me, Jimmy from Coos Bay, no, we're not talking about you. We're talking about another guy.
That was, yeah.
This was James from South Salem. Not the other James from South Salem, the heavy James from South Salem. The one that didn't live in a condo. Does that make any sense? For the Jameses we played with, James is a very common name, so we know a lot of Jameses. Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the ones we talked about in an earlier episode.
Yes. Anyway.
He's that type of character.
So, I guess we should wrap this up, unless you have any final thoughts about this.
No. Again, the nominee's biggest failings was it was just too much of a niche product.
Yes.
And unfortunately, most of your friends are not part of that group. They just, it's not them.
I've met two people who really honestly wanted to play this game. One of them we don't associate with anymore, and the other is dead.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That leaves me kind of alone. I'm a niche of one in our gamer group. Although I think I could probably sell it to Dominique.
Maybe?
I don't know. Anyway, point is, Innominy, it is definitely a game I would buy again.
And have.
It's definitely a game you wouldn't.
Probably not.
Yeah, so take that as you will. Not the greatest recommendation in the world overall, I would say.
Well, and the fact that, you know, you're not seeing multiple source books come out, you know, every year. That pretty much says it's a niche product and doesn't have a huge following.
That's not entirely fair because Steve Jackson Games does support their games. It does come from a big house, but the problem is there's not a whole lot coming out for a lot of different games. The industry, it's kind of hard to support them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having a bunch of source books for a bunch of different games. So, yeah, it's not Vampire the Masquerade. It's not a World of Darkness product. It's not D&D. But, let me see. Now I have to look. I gotta go to DriveThruRPG.
I thought it was DriveThru Now.
No, that was RPG Now. DriveThruRPG is the right place to go.
Yes, but DriveThruRPG and DriveThru Now, or RPG Now, they merged.
Well, you can still go to DriveThruRPG and get what you need to get.
Okay. So have you found your information yet?
Oh, well, let's see. I'm still scrolling down. Still scrolling. Yeah, there is all manner of stuff out there for Innominy, including a German language Innominy. Oh, no, that's a Cthulhu adventure. A third-party Cthulhu adventure in a basic role-playing system for Call of Cthulhu that uses Innominy in its name. But they've done a version of Innominy for GURPS Classic.
Yay.
It's got all manner of source books and adventure books. I mean, sure, I've only bought the Infernal and Angelic Players Guides. But, man, there's all kinds of stuff that Steve Jackson Games has put out. Oh, man. They even did Innominy as an anime game. Basically, think of it as the war between angels and demons as an anime. So they adapted a version of Innominy to be anime. Ooh, they have a Game Master's Guide.
You do realize you're still recording, right?
Yes, I do. Oh, it's PDF only. Damn it. No. I'm just saying, you know, there's books upon books upon books available.
Woohoo! Happy for you.
So you can go to your Steve Jackson Games, which I'm going to do now. That didn't take me to their... That just took me to here. I don't want to go here. I want to go to their website. Darn it. Okay. I know. Let's see what you can get at actual Steve Jackson Games. Our games? Role-playing games is part of the pyramid. Why, yes, it is still an active part. In fact, it's the third on their list. It's higher than GURPS in its listing on the page.
Well, that's not saying much.
Well, might be trying to sell the other ones higher. Can you order this?
I don't know. Can you?
No, you can't get the soft cover anymore. It's out of print. All you can get is the PDF version. Well, shoot. Not that I mind getting PDF copies. I have plenty of PDFs of games. But a hard copy would have been really nice. Suddenly I have to have this Game Master's Guide. Anyway, sorry.
No, that's fine.
We were supposed to have done final thoughts a long time ago. Anyway, so we've discussed Innominy, gave our thoughts. You take it as you will. The game's still out there. If it intrigues you, I would suggest you buy it. Even if it is just a PDF copy, you will not be, if this is your bag, if this is your niche, I believe you'll enjoy it. Of course, if it's not, well.
Send all complaints to Scormy.
Most people usually do anyway.
Of course.
So, next month, we're pretty much going to, at this point, going to do this monthly, for January. Any particular role-playing game you'd like to deconstruct?
Well, I was thinking of Shadowrun, actually. Shadowrun or Cyberpunk or, you know, one of those, you know, sci-fi games.
We certainly could.
Well, because we kind of did a cyberpunk-ish with Rifts. So maybe we could do a fantasy game. I'll go through and find something.
All right. We'll figure something out.
Because it's not like I don't have a bunch of them.
No, we've got plenty. Remember, wall of books.
Yes, well, I had a pretty good collection. Mm-hmm. And then our cousin, gave me all of his books.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've got extras now.
You've got extras.
Yes.
Anywho, till next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, scormy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.